This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. It is the largest mobility expo in India. Ahead of the inauguration, Mr. Modi visited the pavilions. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Bharat Mobility Global Expo has expanded this year, adding that last year over 800 exhibitors participated and more than 1.5 lakh people visited. He said this time, along with Bharat Mandapam, it has been organized in Dwarka's Yashobhumi and Greater Noida's India Expo Center, where several new vehicles will be launched. Mr. Modi said there is positivity in India regarding the future of mobility. He asserted that India's automotive industry is fantastic and future-ready.
आज का भारत एस्पिरेशन से भरा हुआ है, युवा ऊर्जा से भरा हुआ है। यही एस्पिरेशंस हमें भारत की ऑटोमोटिव इंडस्ट्री में दिखाई देती है। बीते साल में भारत की ऑटो इंडस्ट्री करीब 12% की ग्रोथ से आगे बढ़ी है। मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड के मंत्र पर चलते हुए अब एक्सपोर्ट भी बढ़ रहा है।
Earlier, speaking on the occasion, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said that Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 has become the world's second largest event in automobile and related trade. The six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo will offer a unique platform to showcase innovations and advancements in the automotive and mobility sector. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar were honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. The Arjuna Award was given to 32 sportspersons. The United States opened its consulate in Bengaluru today, marking a significant step in enhancing diplomatic ties between India and the U.S. The inauguration ceremony was attended by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and U.S. Ambassador Eric Garcetti. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that a new U.S. consulate in Bengaluru is essential for expanding and deepening ties with the United States of America. At least 9 people died today morning in an accident on the Pune-Nashik highway when a Tempo collided with a minivan, which then crashed into a stationary bus. The incident took place near Narayangaon around 10 a.m. The minivan was travelling towards Narayangaon when it was struck from behind by the Tempo, forcing it to collide with an empty bus parked on the roadside. The Mumbai police today took one person in custody in connection with an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan at his Bandra residence. The suspect has been brought to the Bandra police station for further questioning. In a press conference, the chief neurosurgeon from the Leelavati Hospital, Dr. Nitin Dange, shared updates on actor Saif Ali Khan's condition. The doctor reported that Saif's health parameters have improved significantly and is safe and to be shifted out of the ICU. The filing of nominations for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will end this evening. A total of 841 nominations have been filed so far. The nomination process began on the 10th of this month and candidates can withdraw the nominations till Monday. Over 7 crore pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam so far since the start of the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The Sangam is witnessing a remarkable display of devotion and faith, with saints and devotees gathering in large numbers for the sacred dip. The former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has been sentenced to 14 years in prison in connection with the £190 million Al-Qadir Trust case. His wife, Bushra Bibi, has been sentenced to 7 years in jail. The verdict was delivered by Judge Nasir Javed Rana today in a makeshift courtroom at Adiyala Jail, where tight security was in place. Along with the prison terms, fines of 1 million Pakistani rupees for Imran Khan and 500,000 Pakistani rupees for his wife were also imposed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.